Drogas Wave, the second independent release and seventh studio album from 12-time Grammy Award nominee Lupe Fiasco, is available everywhere now. Drogas Wave is a conceptual album based on a story about a group of slaves that jumped off a slave ship transporting them from Africa. The slaves did not drown and instead managed to live under the sea. They spent the rest of their underwater existence sinking slave ships. This double album is one of his most philosophically artistic projects to date, laced with intricate production and classic Lupe wordplay. Drogas Wave is available everywhere now.
Lip service.
What's up, you guys? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And this is the under 21 edition.
The PG-13. The let me see your ID edition.
This is Youngin' Ace and Cody Shane here with us.
What's going on?
What the Benazel?
So this is the first time you guys are meeting each other?
Yeah, super.
And so, okay, this is good. I like this. So you're from Jacksonville, Florida, Jacksonville. Youngin' Ace. And you are from Atlanta.
Super.
Super.
Hey. Yeah, I say super to everything. People be like, waiting for me to say something else, but I'll just be like, super.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to learn a lot from you guys today. So that's the point of today's episode, right? So we're going to ask y'all some questions and make sure that we learn from you guys. Before that, though, let's get into some of your...
They face look confused, like, I don't know if we about to teach y'all anything.
I'm going to keep it all the way gangsters.
Uh-oh. All right, so I want you to answer these questions, right? And just answer them the best way that you know how. Uh-oh. And we'll tell you what our old school answers are.
Okay.
All right, what are the best places to meet women?
The best places?
You go first, gang.
At the supermarket. No, I'm kidding.
That would be the old answer.
Super.
So like, I mean, my groceries online.
Super.
Right now, the best place, Instagram.
That's the young answer. Tinder. Mm-hmm. Instagram's like Tinder, or black people meet. Except you can meet all different races.
Definitely.
So you say Instagram.
Or a concert. Or your own show.
Yeah, your own show.
It's cool because you know.
Oh, yeah, so yeah.
She had your own show.
Right.
It's almost automatic.
We didn't say groupies.
Easy access.
No, women.
But you damn right, cool. I fuck
that's definitely easy access.
You might meet a cool
listen,
girl.
Listen, we all go to concerts all the time, so I'm not saying all girls that
you might meet a girl that came with her friend that really don't even like your music like that.
Don't even,
she ended
just
up
getting
being
exposed
into
you.
To you.
Right.
Them the ones.
Instagram.
Them the one.
All right, so you say, Cody Shane says at a show, your own show. Right, and Youngin' Ace says on Instagram. So how many women would you say you've met on Instagram if you had to guess?
Girls.
Yay. They trying to get my boy in trouble.
Yeah.
Look at you got to talk about it. You said you knew what you were talking about.
I know. I'm keep it all the way gangster.
Keep it all the way gangster then.
I mean, a lot.
He said there has been a plethora.
Plethora?
Plethora of women.
It's a lot of, yeah.
This has slid in
the DM. What's your game? Like, what do you say?
Look, I'm so raw of a nigga, right? I don't gotta say nothing.
You just put an emoji or the eggplant?
Thumbs up? Not the eggplant.
They already know. I get straight to the point, too. I ain't even gonna fake it.
No beating around the bush.
Let's take out your phone right now. I wanna see what your top five emojis that you use are.
Oh, come on. I can tell you them.
Let's see.
I thought she was going to say the DM. See.
No, you know how you can tell the most used emojis that you have? I'm just curious.
Hard eyes.
Cody Shane, take hers out now because we're about to ask you.
Hard eyes, the 100 emojis.
They use the hard eyes a lot. The fire.
Oh, mine ain't bad.
The flames.
What's yours?
You want to go straight across or down?
Nah, straight.
I got a heart. I got the... snake emoji, my snap. And I got the straight emoji. See, I'm
the
good.
Straight.
I ain't on that extra freaky emoji talk.
What
I ain't on that extra freaky emoji talk.
All right,
man.
He got.
That's what a dude.
Crying.
Oh.
Kissy face.
Wow.
The mine's spade. Okay. A broken heart.
Yeah, she got
what would I say? The 100 emoji.
The range of emojis.
She got the little devil. The little purple devil.
I can see that being you.
I got that one too. I got that wedding emoji.
She got the little purple devil. And she got brain.
No.
Whoa. You want the brain.
Wow. She skipped that.
She got brain.
You accidentally clicking emoji.
No.
Brain.
Bro, know what I'm talking about.
I got that wedding emoji.
Brain and the lipstick.
Bro,
know what I'm talking about. I think you're trying. That puts together a phrase, right?
I got that wedding emoji.
The lipstick, lips, and the brains.
Super wet
I think
emoji.
They might go back.
He got the dripping one.
Can't do dripping.
Drip.
So wait, who are you sending these broken heart emojis to, Young and Ace?
Somebody that didn't answer that DM.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Definitely not. She get to unsend the message.
Exactly.
Does a broken heart emoji work? Like, is it...
I don't send it to nobody. I just post it on Instagram.
Yeah, you can put the broken heart emoji under like a RIP post or something like that.
See, yeah, I lost my brother, so I might put it on there every time.
Right. So okay. So you use that.
I think for personally, that's the last time I used the broken heart.
But usually the prayer hands is somewhere around there. He ain't had that.
They got to coincide.
That's not what that was.
We putting together emoji sentences.
Why do they know more about emojis than I thought?
They are dinosaur emojis.
Sick right now.
All right. So now let's talk about you meeting women at your shows. Now I know you in a relationship or is not?
Yeah, that's my gang. We cool, you know what I'm saying? We kind of, you know, slowed it down a little bit, took a little break, but we still cool, you know what I'm saying? That's
what happened?
You know,
you and Sky,
a plethora of things. I just learned that word just now, by the way, and I'm using it good already. But nah, you know,
you guys went public quick.
We young. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm the type of person, like, I'm not, ooh, I'm going public with my girl. I'm more like, bro, this girl is fine. I'm about to post her. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Instagram. So just because I'm more lit now, all right, I got 500K now. I used to have 200K. I low-key still treat Instagram the same, which I have a problem with that. I got to do better at, like, looking at it differently. But I'm just like, yo, she's lit. I'm about to post her. Or, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, this picture is nice of us. I'm about to post her. Or, you know what I'm saying? Not like, we going public today, baby. You ready? It's not like that for me. You know what I'm saying? It's more just like a free, it's Instagram.
But that was like your girlfriend.
Yeah,
that was
super.
Okay.
Still my gang.
Okay, still your gang.
But you know. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
But you know. Yeah, so let me find. So Cody Shane way more lit now, so she kind of had to fall back. Is basically what she's trying to say.
And y'all both are in the public eye, so.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So what about y'all, like, music together and everything? Now what?
I mean, they still kicking it.
Yeah,
it
they
ain't
still,
like, they just.
Do you say no comment?
What do you say?
We say super.
Just like that.
Super. No, that's my gang, though. You know, but you know, things shifted, but you know.
Sound like it was your fault. I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
Damn. Right.
Don't it sound like it was your fault?
You say shifted.
Okay. Right. Like, and then she had the snake emoji, so you already know.
Oh, that's right. For my slimes. Okay, that's cool. I'm going to take that.
We'll take that like emoji, Diddy. You know.
Right. We got a lot going on.
So where do we meet? For me, L'Oreal and Gigi, where would y'all say is the best place to meet a guy?
You go. Go ahead, Jay.
Let's see if we agree on anything.
Yeah, Gigi.
Here.
The best place. I don't know what really the best place to meet someone, but I know where you can't meet someone.
Where?
In your hermit shell crab. I mean, your hermit crab shell.
I was like, damn, you got crabs?
Wow. Damn. That's how she in the house.
Shut up. Do we say no comment?
Did I set myself up for that?
Yeah. Do we say no comment?
Just out and about. You got to be. My point is, you got to be social. You can't be antisocial and expect to meet people. You got to be social. So whether it's, you know, us hanging out, having dinner together somewhere at our favorite Julon Club, or if it's, you know, at a movie premiere or in the mall. Like, I don't know. You just got to be out and about in order to, you know, put yourself out there.
Yeah, I think going for
social
drinks and dinner and stuff like that, you always run into people. But I feel like the gym. Like, there's a lot of, like, I mean, people could be perverted, too, because you're like, what the fuck is he looking at? But, like, yeah, the gym, like, it'd be niggas in there.
Do y'all
be
go
like,
to the gym?
Yeah, you getting them abs, too, right?
No, look, me too. I'm just saying, because I be looking. I don't talk to nobody, and I be making my face like, don't talk to me. But, like, I look at people, and I'm like, oh, he's a nice-looking
guy. Well, I guess
guy.
That is a good way, because, you know, you get to skip, like, all the wondering. Like, you get to straight just see somebody, like, their body in
see
it.
You get what I'm saying?
You get to see the print. I'm saying? Yeah.
And what it's
print?
Like, you know that they're healthy.
You're talking about the print.
The print.
The print matters. The sweatpants.
Gay
prints.
Gray sweatpants.
Right. Gray. Gray prints matter.
Okay,
I'm
so.
Disappearing.
Okay, so let's ask for Young and Ace and Cody Shane, something everyone that you've ever dated has in common. Like, if you could say there's this common thread with people that I've dated, what would that be? Cody?
I would say that Instagram plays such a huge part in relationships. Every person kind of has that in common. Like, they kind of, like, you know. I don't know, because, like, Instagram now for artists is, like, your tool to, you know, make yourself bigger, make more people know about you. You know what I'm saying? And in my generation, I feel like it's hard to, like, be like, okay, I got this is my relationship, and then this is Instagram, this is my work. Now everything is so collided. So I would say, like, every person I've ever been in a relationship kind of had that in common. Like, don't do this on the gram, or do this on the gram, or don't do this on the gram. You know what I'm trying to say? They let Instagram play such a...
So they're a little obsessed with social media.
Just obsessed with how it looks on social media, I guess. Right. You know what I'm saying? Which is weird.
That's what I like to call for the people.
Instagram's, you know, like, you living for the people and not for what we really doing, and you gotta not put the people in the forefront and put us first and then let the people figure out their own shit.
For the plethora of people.
The plethora of
telling
people.
You living for the plethora of people.
For the plethora of people.
What about you, Young and Ace? What would you say is something that everyone you ever dated has in common? Like, all the ladies are...
What they got in common?
Mm-hmm.
They like to argue.
Might be you.
No, it's definitely not me. Definitely not me.
So what do these arguments be about with you? Let me guess.
Like, they always think I be cheating.
Why you ain't call me back?
Why would they think like that?
I don't know where they would get that from.
I don't know.
Maybe your DM.
I just feel like girls see the life, like how everybody, you know what I'm saying? They just see like, oh, you a rapper. So I already know I'm getting myself into. You know how girls be, I already know. I messed with a rapper before. But they always
like to argue. I don't like to argue. Then they want to call every 5 minutes. I don't text back 3 minutes later.
What you be doing to these girls?
Little
side.
He like them crazy. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
I put that pipe down to him. They go crazy.
Me disappearing again.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Disappearing face. Every time she do like that, she not here no more.
I had to dip real quick.
What's the craziest thing a woman's ever done?
Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you got some crazy story
about to tell that.
I ain't got too much crazy shit.
I'm gonna be honest. One of my girlfriends, right? We was like together, whatever. We broke up. On my birthday, she brought me a cake. Uh-oh. We was broke up. She pulled up with a cake. Said, happy birthday. I was scared to eat the cake. Threw the cake away.
Damn.
That's the best way to do it.
Threw the cake right away, right?
That's the best way to do it.
She was just trying to be nice. Coming, knock on the door like she left something. She would go in my room. My mom walking like, this crazy bitch brought you a cake. She in the room. I'm like, shh.
Now, that one did she make the cake or did she buy the cake?
She went to Publix, bought a Publix cake.
Publix cake is good.
Publix got good cake.
Was it
don't
red
bring
velvet?
Me a cake when we broken up where it could be poison. Definitely. I don't know. You could have sprinkled anything best move. On this cake.
Definitely. She was that Publix like, give me that poison cake
throw
for the breakup.
Away.
Had to throw it away.
Never throw it away.
That was crazy to me.
She her auntie, the baker at Publix, that was a red velvet, all right.
Oh God.
Red velvet had that period blood.
Exactly.
That was a red velvet.
That was voodoo.
Look.
Because
that's like a voodoo thing.
Uh-huh.
That's like they put
you
like blood
in
spaghetti.
Yeah, Creole men don't eat spaghetti when women make it because they say that.
Yeah, I'm talking to you through the cake.
I never eat spaghetti again. I never.
You told them the spaghetti
chip? Yeah, we done fucked spaghetti up for him.
Definitely did that.
SpaghettiOs, all that.
Ravioli.
All that gone.
No, okay.
What's the craziest thing y'all ever did? That's the real question.
Oh my God, it's too. We done lived way longer than you. It's a lot. Right.
Man,
out.
I climbed in somebody's window. That's always my crazy story.
You know, I done busted
windows.
I already knew
it. You lucky.
He said
that.
I knew it.
Like, same person.
Like
TVs, anything with glass.
No, it was just the same person. Like, I just did a lot of. He did a lot of foul shit, so I just, you know, I kicked in his door.
What
his
have
car.
I done crazy? I ruined some property, but I also killed somebody, so I guess that counts.
She gangsta.
Can I switch couches?
Let's see, gangsta.
Wait, what?
Super.
2 seconds ago, you liked her.
Gangsta.
Super.
Lethal. She killed a plethora of people. By
no, it
was
that
killing someone was an accident. That wasn't like it was a.
She fucked them to death.
Yeah.
It got real quiet.
Wait, did I hear that moment of silence?
No, she
that
really
that
did.
Moment of silence. May you rest in peace.
No.
She really did.
Dead for real.
She really
wait,
did.
What?
He died.
Yeah, it's a long story.
But she didn't kill him on purpose. That was an accidental.
You know what happened.
Accidental death. I mean, if I killed him on purpose, I probably wouldn't be sitting here, right?
So Cody, you never broke nobody's property or anything?
See, I'm the type of person, I try not to do stuff like that.
Me too.
I try to just
don't,
be like,
don't be on shit.
Because I know I got a lot of things that I care about. Like, mm-hmm. I care about my shoes, you know, I got like stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to bother your things. You don't bother mine, I'll mm-hmm. exit accordingly.
And you could end up going to jail for some shit like that.
Yeah, because, you know, people be crazy. People think, I don't know.
People do be crazy.
People be crazy.
Cheers to that. We're right here. Look what y'all say. Yes, we do.
People know not to play with me like that, though. Mm-hmm. Don't break none of my stuff.
So no woman's ever keyed your car, broke nothing?
Yeah. What I look like?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Ain't no better.
But when I was y'all age, I ain't never do none of that shit either. I didn't even really give a fuck about nobody.
Ain't nobody not do that, though.
Mm-hmm. No, but now I think people be caring more. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My age kids be caring more.
All right, now let's talk about your own personal qualities. Cody, what would you say is the sexiest thing about you?
I like my lips. I think I have really good features in my face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
She looking like she in the mirror.
That look. And then, you know what I'm saying? She, yeah, you dig, you know. I think I got good face features, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think my lips is where it's at.
That's nice. That's
they
always
full,
a good
but
feature.
Not big. You feel me?
You don't need no injections.
No, sir.
What about you, Young and Ace? What would you say is the sexiest feature about you? He looked at his crotch.
Exactly. You know what?
Yo,
my shit's so
is this
pretty.
Show, are
my
you
shit.
Sure this is 2100?
Like Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
He said it's what? It's,
like he said he Beast. Got a pretty penis.
What is a pretty penis? Like, what makes it pretty?
Is it all the same color? Because, you know, some people be having the light part where they got circumcised that.
I feel like I can't ask him a question about his...
He grown.
Oh.
He'll be 21 in February.
He definitely grown.
He older than she is.
Let her ask him about...
No, I'm joking.
She don't want to know.
I don't really want to know.
But it's just,
I definitely
I'm
don't
want
to know. Point me to where the girls are. Shout out to my man, though.
What's so pretty? Is it the shape? You got that one big vein like the king size Snicker bar?
I got all
damn,
that.
Damn, Gigi got so descriptive.
Yo, that actually made a lot of sense.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
No, I can't fuck with a Snicker bar like that the same no more.
No, I never.
Never. When she said that, I just now.
Never the same.
I got all that.
He said I got
he
all that.
He got all that. He a Snicker ball.
Okay.
As long as it don't look like an Almond Joy.
You wearing the herpes?
Yo.
I got all that.
Too much.
I'd be like, Beauty and the Beast.
All right. Beast. Fair enough. All right, now let's talk about faking orgasms.
What?
People do that stuff?
If
48% of women, according to a poll, have faked an orgasm. Now, we're going to give y'all some tips on how to make sure you orgasm every time. But Cody, have you ever faked an orgasm?
If you gotta fake it, why are you even putting yourself in that position? Don't you know if you gotta fake it, like, later? Like, no, personally, I haven't. But if you have to, once you know, like, I'm gonna have to fake this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, early on.
Like, you might just be tired. Like, it's not gonna happen, but I don't want her to feel bad.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to make somebody feel good about themselves.
Yeah, no, if you ain't getting the job done, then get up.
Exactly.
Get up.
I'm done.
Sorry, but that's what
I'm
about. I'll finish myself before I fake an orgasm.
All right, makes sense.
I mean,
I square all over.
Y'all know this is the myself. Craziest conversation I've ever been on camera.
That's the point.
You ain't heard much of
that. Welcome
to lip service.
You know what I'm saying? Looking cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm really sweating.
She's sweating. Now, guys don't fake orgasms as much as women do, but y'all do sometimes.
I ain't gonna fake it. I tell it straight up. Shit ain't working. Not good.
You just not doing it right.
I ain't gonna fake it with you. I'm gonna tell you straight up, no, that shit ain't wet enough, and then it's something off.
If it ain't wet enough, it might be your fault.
Nah, you know what? I thought it was my fault before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if six more people tell me the same thing, I definitely damn saying my fault.
I mean, everybody chemistry ain't.
Wait. Six more people. What are you talking about?
Wow. He went and fucked six people after to make sure.
That it wasn't him.
Or six more people tried out to me and then do the same thing.
Oh, he's talking about with the girls. Six
basically
more people tried with her.
Six more people told him, like, hey, man, that
like,
girl
nah, you
dry.
Straight.
Or
yeah.
Six more people was like, nah, you good. You know what I'm saying?
Or six more people pussy wasn't dry.
All of the above.
You know what?
But you know, guys can't really tell when women fake it anyway.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm sure that according to these statistics, somebody's faked it with you.
Yeah.
You just don't know. You too, Cody, by the way.
Now you know.
They was trying to make you feel good.
Hitting folks in dab. Hey. Well, I don't know why she worrying about my feelings, because I'm not worrying about yours. If it ain't right, good night. Night.
That sounded like a Martin quote.
It did.
Now, we're going to give y'all some tips on how you can make sure that you orgasm every time. You don't have a problem with that, right? So you good.
No, I either think of like Rihanna or something.
You just think of Rihanna.
Yeah.
And what's
that? But she did have that nude, though.
I got to.
You could probably just visualize that nude right in your head.
I think of Rihanna or some shit.
And would you come? Or, like, I'm confused. You think of that and then what?
But that is a tip, though. You use your imagination and fantasize about something else.
To help you.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It worked.
Do you watch a lot of porn?
Yeah.
I'm not into the porn movement, just before y'all ask
I watch
me.
Porn a lot.
I'm not really into it.
Really?
You should make some.
I just want to be a porn star when I was younger.
This is crazy.
She's like, I just
how many more questions we got?
I just
want
to be a porn star. That was my first dream. A porn
you wanted
star.
To be a porn star? What made you want to do that?
Man, I used to watch that bitch all day.
He like, I
used to
try. I want to get paid.
I be trying extra shit when I be having sex. I be trying extra shit.
Like what?
I like go off the wall, all type of shit.
Like stepping on bitches' heads and shit.
I do all type of shit. Like, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fuck anywhere.
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 What's the craziest place?
I don't know. I be fucking everywhere. Outside, in the restaurant, all type of shit.
In a restaurant?
Yeah.
In the Burger King bathroom? Oh, you might be too young.
Oh, matter of fact, I got caught before. I got caught fucking in a park before when I was younger.
Sheesh. How old were you?
Was you on the bench? She ain't getting no splinters, did she?
Nah, I wasn't on the bench. You know how you go on the little playground and they got the little walkway that you walk on to go to the next level.
The trail?
Monkey bars.
You know, you talking about the little tunnel in the
there are children in there, sir.
That's nasty. Now they'll take your kids to the park.
Right. Or that park.
What park, so we know not to let our kids play there? How'd you get caught? The police caught you? Or just somebody walked up on you?
Somebody walked up.
You ever get caught by your parents?
Hell yeah, I got caught by my mama when I was like, I think I was like 14. She was in the next room over. I was fucking the girl. I'm hitting the wall. The bed hitting the wall.
Oh my God.
Mama came in.
That
like,
ain't have no
HIV low and
no class. You ain't even care.
No, when I get an accident, ain't no stuff, man.
Oh my God.
Cause it's like I got to perform good. I can't give you no love. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't gonna. You
can't
gonna
give her the lazy.
Like,
you but you supposed to give her the slow grind, knowing your mama was behind
you
the wall.
No,
I ain't making. I want for make love.
On the floor or something.
I want for make love. She
I wasn't fitting to make love.
Wait, on the floor is making love.
No, I'm saying she didn't give me slow grind.
He said he wasn't.
I was trying to get right, so shit. I was already in a rush. You feel what I'm saying?
You had to go to school.
I want
to
perform good while I'm doing the rest.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Your mom walked in. Was you able to finish?
Huh? Let me hurry up.
You wasn't able to finish? Your mom walked
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I went every finish
right
there.
Oh, were you like,
then.
Ma, hold up.
I had a... She came in there. She's like, what the hell?
And you so came?
I get up. No.
That would have been fucked up.
Awesome. Down the street, it's like a little... It's a bridge, like a highway.
Y'all went and finished on the bridge?
Yeah, I had to go under the bridge. Like a little... It's like seats. We just skip on the Kamala Middle School right now. I had to get right under.
All types of tunnels.
He's so from playground. So your mom caught you. You stopped and then went outside under the tunnel.
Yeah, we had to go outside. I walked. See, the girl was embarrassed and tight shit.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
I don't understand why. Shit.
Because someone's mother caught you having.
I don't think that the situation. I think she's more embarrassed with herself. Just me thinking I'm coming out of this tunnel. I'm like 14, low key. She might have just lost her virginity. You don't even really know. Nah, let me just be cool. You know what I'm saying?
You're late for work. Your boss is being an asshole. The kids are screaming for dinner. When do you get to take care of yourself? Self-care is not selfish. It's knowing that we matter in a fast-paced world where we can often feel overwhelmed and overlooked. Vanity Planet wants to make it as easy as possible for you to treat yourself right. And it all starts with skincare. Then it goes on to everything from healthier hair and a brighter smile. Why? Because you deserve it. I care so much about how my skin looks. I have on makeup every single day. That's why I have the Glow Spin Premium Facial Cleansing System. It makes sure it gets in there, gets all the makeup off my face, and leaves me feeling squeaky clean and my skin shining, because that's important to me. So visit VanityPlanet.com, enter promo code Angela25 at checkout, and start taking care of you. That's VanityPlanet.com and enter promo code Angela25 at checkout.
Have you ever been with a virgin?
I don't really do virgins. I don't got no patience.
It's because they be emotionally
attached.
You know
what I'm saying? Somebody know what they doing. Like, I don't. Then you gotta do some more version. Like, you gotta do one position with her. Or I don't be on this shit. I like.
You want a plethora of experience.
I told you I like to do extra shit.
What's extra?
Yeah, like he likes to perform like a porn star.
Exactly.
He likes to do the shit. He likes to watch porn. Be like, I'm doing that tomorrow night. That's how you be.
Exactly.
That's me.
Have you ever tried the move called the Amazon?
What move called Amazon?
Look it up, Ange.
Please don't give him no new
the Amazon.
Let me look this up.
Cause that's wild. I saw it on porn.
Does it have to do with ordering stuff online?
Show me.
No.
He could play Mr. Mark Paddle like this.
Google,
you know,
like
that
Amazon
when it's the child,
move.
When it's the younger part of the person's life. So
I
Mr. Mark has got
porn,
a porn
and I was
movie
like,
he could play him when he was a kid. Since he wanna be fucking and doing
it.
All kind of extra.
It's a little weird.
What?
The Amazon? Because the girl was on top, but the guy got his legs up.
Yeah, I don't feel like that might be a little gay.
but the way he put in there is amazing.
Might
pick
it up
like all
weird.
His dick is going in her.
There's
by
no
the way
picture
she,
of it. It says, oh,
but
here it is.
He got his
leg.
You
know this?
His forehead, his knees touching his forehead and shit. Hell nah.
I ain't never tried that one.
Wait, good. Wait. It's the show again?
Hell nah, I ain't never tried that one.
I thought it was more intense.
Nah, but you see how they where they contact
like
me.
His legs is up.
But she
let
riding
me know if you try. I probably never do that.
I haven't done it, but I've seen it.
Yeah, that would make him feel like
and the
a
way
bitch,
his
like
dick is
exactly.
going in her.
I never do
just,
that one. No.
I know, but he putting so much pipe in her, it don't matter. Right?
But that's the easy way to stick a finger in.
That shit do matter.
Like she piping you
in my head. I probably
and she piping you.
I might get on soft all type of shit. I might throw my whole thing out.
You said get on soft.
Yeah, I might. It might throw everything.
As soon as you feel one drop of. Unmasculine, you gonna be like, no, I gotta get up.
Your legs up and spread, that's a bitch shit.
I mean, guys put their legs up and spread for the tongue sometimes.
Okay, yeah, so was there another question after this one? That just went real crazy.
She wanted to know, Cody.
I was gonna ask you about losing your virginity.
Woo! I'm gonna be the 40-year-old virgin.
Really? You're still a virgin?
Yeah, no sex with a dude. I'm good on that.
Well,
no penetration. I'm good on that. Huh?
Wait, so you don't do
no penetration? I'm good on that.
Really?
I'm good on that.
Do you penetrate?
Since you asked, I'm not like the young ma. Like I don't keep the, you know, I'm keeping in my pants. I never even use one. I'm good on that too. You know what I'm saying? I'm a baby. You feel me?
Wait.
All the single moms, get at me. Yeah, all the bad bitches. Yeah. No, I'm just playing, but I'm good on that for real. Like I'm cool. Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you make that decision in your mind? Like, I never want anybody to try to insert anything in. Like, what is it? Is it
or
just
is
like,
it
no?
never or just not yet?
Never.
She said she's gonna
for,
be
the right, now, right now. I feel like never. You know what right. I'm saying? Just because I don't like. I feel like I'm so like a strong person, like a strong-minded, strong person. That a dude for me to like a dude, he gotta be the most manliest man. In the world, almost. He got to be like the most. I don't know. He just got to be.
He got to be a superhero.
You know, he got to be Batman.
Can you give us an example of like a celebrity crush?
Batman.
No, like a real.
She said, call me Vicky Vale. I want Batman.
Honestly, dude, like I think men are handsome. Like some dudes like, oh, you're a handsome guy. Mm-hmm. But am I attracted to you? No.
Would I let you stick dick in me?
No.
When I talk about penetration, I mean by like a woman,
no.
object, fingers,
no.
nothing?
No.
Not even fingers?
No.
You never been fingered?
No, sir.
And someone tries
40-year-old virgin, that's... no cap, we can come make the female version right now. We can make the female one right now. Starring me. Sorry.
Because I know someone
sorry,
has
boring.
Tried.
I no? feel that. I don't even want to try. Like, I don't even... Like, I'm just good on that.
You're
like,
just
maybe
like, nah,
one day
nah, nah,
when
nah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
But I'm not mm-hmm. feeling it.
You I have a friend like, who nah. was...
that's
was
the best feeling ever.
And she decided
you, how'd
that,
you know?
No, I'm talking about
penetration.
I'm out.
I'm talking about having sex.
Be more selective with your words.
Yo, she hella funny to me. Like, she's wild funny.
Hey, man, shout out to all the girls, though, man. I don't do all that extra. I'm sorry. We complete opposites. He want to do the extra shit. I want to do the regular shit. You feel me? I want to Netflix and chill.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm boring.
I want a girl to wake up in the morning and be like, damn. Still be thinking about this shit, like reminiscing.
We should have videoed
damn, where's
that
the tunnel?
Night.
Damn.
We gotta go fuck.
Where's the tunnel?
I know that nigga didn't.
Rosa Parks.
So have you filmed yourself already? Many times.
Yeah, I just want to be a porn star.
Right.
He got the tripod set up. He yeah. probably got the MacBook set up.
So we're gonna get a sex tape.
The girl don't even know
soon.
What's filming.
Where, he said what?
So we're gonna get a sex tape.
You can't
see
the screen. The screen asleep. Just shit just up on the dresser.
I'm gonna still be a porn star.
He said he's putting out a sex tape.
I'm gonna still be a porn star.
You really need to do it. But find you somebody fly, like a fly, like somebody that you would never think would be in a sex tape. Grab her. You know what I'm saying? Do that. You on your Kim Kardashian.
Look at your manager right
yeah.
here.
Okay.
The marketing.
Talk to me after this. You feel me?
She's trying to make him Ray J.
All the bad bitches. Yeah.
Okay, no so let's just say you're about to do your first porn. What is the...
Yeah, set up the scene.
What is going to be the scene? Yeah, explain to us what the plot is of this
I'm
porn.
I'm trying to do Rose.
I want
it
to be creep. Mm-hmm. Like creep sex.
Okay, creep so you sneaking sex. Around.
You know, wait, he peeking on porn, I would be creep setting.
Nah, I do be on that creep set though.
So like, what's creep sex? Tell us about this.
Like,
I'm sick right now.
Probably like one of my like homeboy's girlfriend or something like that.
Ah, shit. Watch out, like, y'all. They ain't here.
Oh, you talking about one what? Of those type of situations.
They know.
They know?
They know I want to fuck they bitch.
They know.
See, how does that conversation
look
go?
Look at your man's face.
Yeah, look. He like, what
no,
bitch?
He ain't fucking my girl.
Look at his face.
Mello.
Like Teresa.
It's no creep.
Mello ain't with shit.
No hoes. We all creep. I swear to God. I'm
listen, Mello ain't with the
we
shit,
all
homeboy.
He's telling y'all right
Mello face don't look like he giving his bitch up.
Mello just turned the camera on when he said that.
But wait, let me ask you this. So you don't have the rules that apply where like, okay, if that's somebody's girl.
I mean, probably if he really loves her.
I mean, I'd rather listen. if she'll fuck my homeboy, she'll fuck anybody.
Damn. You don't have
like, be for real. Like, be for real. Like,
you don't have
to hide. Look at her. Look, am I lying? Am I lying? All right, then. I ain't lying.
No, I used to think it was the other way around. Like, man, if she fuck anybody. Well,
this is my homeboy. This ain't no friend. This is like nobody I don't know. If she fuck my homeboy, she'll fuck somebody I don't know.
True.
What?
But I think that I used to think, but now I've just changed my mindset, that if she'll fuck somebody you don't know, that she'll fuck anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'd rather fuck one of my homeboys. That way, at the end, we both can say we both did it.
Cause it ain't no fun if your homeboy has
herpes.
What if you know your homeboy has herpes?
Very funny. Trust me, kids, it's fun.
Ooh, shit.
What if your homeboy has herpes?
I expect him to tell him before you do it.
What if he don't?
But what if he hit her first? Then you come back right after and hit her, and y'all ain't even get a chance. Cause that'd be like that. You know that y'all ain't get a chance to talk about it until a week later.
Condom.
For real?
You can kiss somebody.
What about the other point one? 99.9.1, that other point one, that motherfucker swimming through.
That's it.
Gotcha.
Hey, man,
point one got you.
I'm on what better.
Wait, so I'm so confused. So you'll really wife a chick that your homeboy is?
No, I won't.
No, he won't wife her. But you're saying,
like, if she'll fuck him.
Now you know what type of bitch she is.
Exactly. That means you're not the one for me.
All right.
So back to the setup of this porn scene.
Okay, so this is a creep scene. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead. Give us the treatment.
Oh, yeah. It got to be a creep. My homeboy got to be just leaving. Or he could be in the other room sleep or some shit. I just
That's how porns be very poorly written.
You just sit right on the couch.
You don't watch porn.
I don't, but I'm saying Twitter. Twitter is like the new everything. You see shit on Twitter that you don't even ask.
You don't see storylines.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so continue with the treatment. So
Twitter, work on that.
He's just leaving, or maybe he's sleeping in the other room.
Yeah, cause I done did something like that before.
Ah, shit.
So he really telling a real life story right now. Go on.
All right, so yeah, continue. So then what happens?
Shit. He's leaving, I come through. Boom, boom. Shit, I go in that bitch, shit.
Boom, boom.
You know, girl, they gonna try to play it a certain way, but I know she'll probably be on some set shit. She probably want me. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna try to jump to her because she probably want me.
Okay.
I'm creep, but I ain't gonna jump at her first. She gotta come jump at me.
You have standards.
There's standards to this creep.
I am the prize.
Do I got standards?
I'm a classy creep.
I ain't gonna say I got standards.
Yes, say you got standards. Say that.
No, I ain't gonna say that.
You don't have no standards?
Neither.
I do, but those are good. I don't fuck somebody who wasn't
up to par.
Right. Exactly.
But that's dudes, though. Yeah, dudes is different because they'll be like, well,
you know,
look.
Sometimes you catch that, oh, I got to fuck today. Like, I got to fuck.
This how dudes think. Cut her face off, she a face is 10. I've heard somebody say that. Like, you know, she ain't that pretty, but cut her face off, she a faceless 10.
Cut her face off.
A faceless 10. That's a butter face.
Exactly.
Everything. They don't care about a face.
She heard somebody say, well, I feel like she said it.
No, I didn't say that because, you know,
I feel like you watch porn.
If I was a dude, I would feel like that because, like, you know what I'm saying? I could just do my thing. But I'm a girl, so I'm weighing more into, like, okay, I need something to look at.
Okay.
For me. But, you know, I see why you could be like, I don't really got standards because it was late. It was after my show.
I got standards, but
I was high.
Anything.
Nah, hell no.
Homeboy girl, his girl, that girl.
Oh, no, you right about that one.
You right about that one.
Well, I ain't going to fuck anything.
Mm-hmm. Almost anything.
Right. It just depends.
Anything with legs. Right now.
No, I'm still that same nigga.
He tried to switch it up for the camera.
He was gonna say
I'm chilling right now though.
One day you go.
If anything,
right?
If push comes to shove, I'm still that same.
All right, nigga. So then continue on with this treatment for what's happening. Okay, so now you got the girl.
She come at you.
Your friend sleep in the other room. Now what?
Oh, okay. You gonna keep
and
it
she
in
comes
the room?
To you.
Boom, she coming
now,
out.
Now, let me ask you, before this happens, let's just say she had sex with your homeboy. Does she have to wet wipe or anything?
Hopefully she showered.
Hell yeah, she better wet. I can't take all that smell.
Does she have to shower or just wet wipe?
No, she better shower.
What smell?
All that smell. Wait, rewind.
Have you had sex?
Oh, yeah, you talking about if she would have just hit your homie, you can't take that smell.
You feel
smell.
Me? Yeah.
I feel that.
You matter of fact, you need to jump in the shower anyway. I need to see you in the shower.
Hit the shower, you might stink.
See, I'm gonna walk away right now.
Wait, I have a question. When you said the homeboy sleeping around, you said you gonna keep him in the room.
Yeah, he can stand around. I can fuck right there by his
while he sleep.
No, I thought you were saying like you would take him out of the room.
Hell no.
What if he was watching?
He better come join this motherfucker watching.
So you'll run the train on the bitch.
I had sex with girls and like my homeboys in there, and they had them. They next or they come.
He gonna keep it all the way gangsta. You see him?
I'm keeping
gangsta
it all the way gangsta.
Does it feel weird with people watching you have sex?
Hell no, I ain't shading. I'm not ashamed of what I got.
He a porn star in his head.
I think
audience.
All dudes think they're a porn star.
No, they don't.
I ain't saying what
he
I got.
He won an audience. Trust
I already
me.
Know it. I got something special.
I didn't have
Wait,
something
do you,
you
have
had.
A different
no,
name for your porn
no,
self? Like, do you have a porn name
oh,
for
Oh, yeah,
yourself?
What's your porn name? Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, that's
Proud Beast.
That's the Beast. I'm going to call it
Beastie.
That right now. Beauty and the Beast.
You done gave him a whole
Beastie.
She's talking about Beastie.
I shall call him Beastie.
Now, Cody, let's just say you were going to make a softcore porn.
I'll probably want it to be like...
Give us your treatment. You're very creative.
I need a role play type of something. I ain't trying to do the creep thing. Maybe like, all right, I've watched porn before, right? But I'm not a porn watcher. I'm not an active porn watcher. Like, I have probably haven't watched it all 2018. Like, that's not my shit. Okay. But I watched it before.
I did.
But
I'm still a couple months up.
We established that. probably, you know what I'm saying? You know when it be like the girl and her mama bad? And then the girl mama messing with the girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? She fucking her daughter friend type shit.
That's creep.
Like
that's
creep, but that ain't like my homie just cracked.
It's all creep. It's all creep.
I'm gonna go bust his girl down while he sleeps on
creep,
the
though.
Couch. He's low key looking at me.
That's creep, right?
But a mom and her creep. Daughter, that's a little creep.
I mean, that's creep. That ain't like,
the mom and the best friend, right?
That's even more creep.
No, the mom and the daughter best friend. Mama fucking with the daughter best friend, and the daughter walk in, and then he be like, one creep.
So it's the stepmom.
I like that type of shit too. That's even more
the daddy girlfriend and the best friend and the daughter best friend.
And
then it all comes together. I be watching this shit. I'm
she already
you.
Made this
she
movie.
She watched this episode last night.
I be
night.
Watching all that shit.
So. Nah, Gigi has saying? That in her phone.
Taboo 2018.
So who's off limits to you, Young and Ace? Like, what girls are off limits? Is there anything off limits? Your friend's sister or
your friend mama?
I ain't spending nothing.
What about your first cousin?
Savage.
Spare me.
Not spam.
Your first
you
cousin?
Your first cousin?
Oh, my first cousin? Oh, hell no. Nah, I ain't gonna
but my third cousin.
Not your
cousin.
Not your third cousin.
My third cousin. Not my first.
What about your second cousin?
Nah, I don't know about all that.
What if you meet a girl at your concert, right? You have a show and you meet a girl, you take her back to the room, and then you go to follow her on IG and her.
No, I'm not gonna follow
your
her.
Grandma.
I'm not gonna follow.
Or her. You don't follow her IG, but
you don't
she
follow
pull
women
up,
on Instagram.
She pull up her IG.
You don't do that.
Nah, why
you know, girls are quick to pull out their phone, like, look at my page, right? So she gets you with the look at my page, and then you see her kissing her grandma on her grandma's 50th birthday, and her grandma is your grandma.
You're gonna be like,
we ain't grown up together.
To be honest. I'ma still fight like I don't know.
Oh my God.
If she right.
What if y'all have a baby? So there's the second cousin.
Yeah, what if y'all
don't have no baby, that little baby.
I don't even know you, so it's like we're not even really cousins.
We're not really cousins unless we grew up around each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you know all over the world, they'd be like, we cousins. You'd be like, for real?
I don't even know you. Like, we don't have no chemistry.
You gotta be careful. It's the same bloodline. You fuck around, have a baby.
No,
that baby ain't gonna be all the way right.
He said, I'm not gonna have no baby.
I can't have kids.
How you know?
I think my doctor told me that.
Oh my gosh. He's actually not telling you that. He's saying this shit up.
It's a crazy thing when you guys do that.
I think my doctor told me
that. She said you guys
do that. I can't believe he just said
he lied. He just made that shit up.
Hell no. You too young for
vasectomy.
He denied a child right now. You know my doctor told me I can't have babies.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You really don't want no children at all? Or you just saying that now?
I do. I want some children. I've been trying for a little minute.
You been trying with
who? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, damn.
Why we ain't been show that? You talking hella reckless. Don't let her listen to this.
No, I didn't. I'm telling her I'm keeping it all the way gangster.
Okay, 100. You
know what that mean? Huh. Yeah, all the way gangster.
100 emoji.
100.
She about to send you that broken heart on God.
With the snake.
God.
With the slime.
She about to send you a gun emoji.
She going to send you the casket.
She about to be like, you know what? I'm done with this shit.
She about to hit up Cody Shane.
Don't let her be right. All the bad bitches. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm a Ross nigga.
Well, you know he ain't got no standards.
I know.
I
you
got
don't know what she look like.
That's so funny.
It's gonna be his homeboy girl first of all. It ain't even his.
It's gonna be all of that girl. We share that girl anyway. She belong to all of us anyway.
All right, now let me ask you this. We watch Insecure. Do you watch Insecure?
Yeah, I actually do, and I love it.
Okay, you probably don't.
It's a girly show.
No, I don't
you
think
watch
it
Insecure? All right, so Issa Rae, the guy Nathan, she ends up, the guy that she's dating, right? She's upset because he went ghost. And she ends up trying to go and figure out his password to his Instagram and to his computer to go through his stuff. Now, if you had access to a girl that you were dating, to her email or her Instagram, would you want to look?
I'm going to be honest. I'm the type of person where I just want to know. So, yeah. Like, and it's like not even just because, oh, I'm looking today, but just because, like, not even might not even look every day, but one day I might just be chilling and be like, let me scroll through this shit. You know what I'm saying? See what's going on. That's just the type of person I am. But honestly, you shouldn't go looking for what you don't want to find, but mm-hmm. I want to find it.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Find it.
And I want to see it. So that's just me. But, you know, a lot of people not
so
like
So, yeah,
that.
She would look.
Somebody yeah. somebody want to say something over there.
A few times.
I'm not looking. I don't want to look.
Mm-hmm. He don't want to know. No more. Too many broken hearts.
I might get so gangster. I'm not one of those.
And yeah. sometimes you don't so look because you don't want her to look through your stuff.
If they doing some creep, they doing damn good. They doing damn good. I'm glad.
Have you ever had your feelings hurt or your heart broken?
Hey, yeah.
Aww, let's hear about it.
What happened? What'd she do?
I don't know. All right, one time on my birthday, I got cheated on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Wow, we just heard something similar.
Somebody actually sent us a question, but we'll talk to you about
it. I low-key think it'd be like that,
you can speak from experience. On this
one. As a matter of fact, somebody did send in a question. Okay.
She went right. That wouldn't happen.
You so, can give advice on that.
Here's a
you
they sent in questions to the email.
Your whole mood just went down. You said she won, right?
She was.
Like, it was my birthday.
Start staring into the sky and shit.
You found out on your birthday or it happened on your birthday?
Both. On my birthday.
Damn. She won right.
That's
bro.
Cold.
Tell you, she
We're gonna
right.
find you a right one.
Well, here's the question somebody sent in. I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for about a year and a half now, and I say regretfully that I cheated on her last year on her birthday. I told her, and we've been working things out ever since, but we found out she was pregnant back in April, and her therapist told her she's clinically depressed from the cheating. With that said, I have two questions. How do I cope with the possibility that she may develop postpartum depression? And what should I plan for her birthday, which will actually be the 1 year mark of my cheating? Please help.
Any advice?
Cheat again.
You said cheat again. That's what you should do for her birthday.
That relationship is going to be hard to fix.
Period. Yeah,
if the girl is not like, okay, you cheated on me, but I'm over it, and you want to fix it, so I want to fix it, so let's move on. If it's not going to be like that, it's going to be hard to
fix.
Period. Because she's always going to forever be.
Reminder.
Without trust, it's over. If she can't put that to the side and just trust you, then it's never gonna
But it takes
when you
time.
Cheat, when you cheat one time.
Nah, not for real.
But they have a baby on the way.
They could be in each other's life regardless and mess around.
They never come back from that.
You said you can never. It's not gonna work.
I know that that's true.
Every birthday, she reminded that you cheated on me on my birthday.
On my birthday.
It's the birthday.
She will never forget that.
Yeah, she never gonna forget it because it's her birthday.
You cannot forgive nobody for that.
So you wouldn't forgive that girl for that because it's.
Hell no.
You still seem hurt over it.
He didn't forgive her. He's still holding on to that
right now.
When you cheat on
You got a whole project about betrayal.
We're going to play Beyonce. We're going to play Beyonce resentment in the background during this scene on the show.
You don't trust anyone, though.
I don't. I'm sorry.
What about your mom? What about your mom?
I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody.
You don't trust yourself either?
It's barely.
Barely.
Damn.
Don't trust me. I'm too pretty.
Barely.
Hey, look. But you can, like a girl, like, someone, you can cheat on a girl. And, like, she'll never forgive you. She might say, okay, we can ride with it. But she gonna always bring it up.
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, that's what you was doing when you was doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be extra
okay,
shit.
Cody, we're getting more insight to what happened to you.
Right. I've been through this a few times.
Exactly.
You feel me? It ain't even just that.
But so you're a cheater.
No, I've done my fair share of cheating and being
cheated on. So then you're a cheater.
I ain't had too many
hubbards. No, I'm not even
cheating.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but I've done my fair share of cheating.
Some situations fall in your lap. You know, if I gotta reach hard for a situation, I'm just not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. If it takes that much, but if
if it just so happened to fall there,
I'm just gonna grab it. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But if it's too out of reach, then I'm cool.
You're not going hard for it, but if it just happens,
I'm
gonna let it happen.
Yeah,
I ain't had too many heartbreaks though.
Yeah, that one was enough, right?
No, I think I had.
I think if you
I don't really do relationships like that. Well,
but I feel like you gotta get your heart broken to even be able to.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to. I feel like you don't like that. How naive you be? Well, y'all are older, so y'all might not really be able to remember. But how naive you be?
No, I'm not saying that.
It's hard to remember.
Y'all have seen that.
It's hard to remember exactly how you felt after a while.
But you guys are suffering from dementia. So
all right. That's not funny. My grandpa has dementia. Shout out to my grandpa. But after, like, how naive you be in that first relationship, going into that relationship thinking like, you know what I'm saying? You just be so naive. I don't feel gullible. Like you want to be gullible. I don't think you want to be like that always. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think you got to get your heart broken and be like,
for a taste of reality.
Be a little more selfish with my heart. You know what I'm saying? You got to. Or you just going to be like, all the time.
But isn't that a good feeling to be in a relationship and not be feeling like
that first month is it?
When you feel like yes, everything sir. Is great and not always thinking something bad is about to happen.
Yeah. Until something bad happens.
And then you'd be like,
you fuck, I knew it. Bad about to happen. But you really didn't even know. Yeah, it's kind of hell, but
all right.
You know.
You getting sad?
No.
Yeah, he is.
Our generation. Like
so what is
that
like? Yeah. The heartbreak generation. You want to get to this
person? No, I be.
He just checked the phone. No hoes.
So wait. So let's get back to what he said.
Heartbreak.
I don't got no hoes.
Broken heart emoji.
I don't got no hoes.
He said I don't got no hoes.
Yeah. So
no, he got a girlfriend.
All the bad bitches. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm faithful right now.
So let me ask you this. So you trust your girlfriend?
I don't trust nobody.
He just said he don't trust his mama.
He means it. He really means it.
So how do you function in a relationship where you don't trust the person?
That's the
problem.
That's a good question.
That's the problem. I mean, I'm working. I can't just come out and just trust you.
So you come out without trusting.
The trust
you.
Has to be earned.
Exactly.
There's a possibility like for her to earn your trust. You putting her through some tests or something to try to figure out.
Yeah, I do a lot of testing.
You putting her through the loyalty test.
Exactly.
I feel like distrust has to be earned. Why don't we start off in a relationship if we give you a chance?
That's how I like
trusting
to start
you until you do something to make me not.
But what if it's like a petty something that they do and you just like hold it again? I don't know, like lie about something like, oh, I went to sleep.
I don't like liars. Don't lie to me. You keep it all the way gangster.
Call her right now.
Call her right now?
Yeah, call her right now. We want to talk to her.
Y'all want to talk to her? That might not be a good move.
Yeah, exactly. Listen
that
to
might
gut.
Not be a good move.
That might not be a good move.
Listen to your gut, bro. You
I ain't
know
even
what
gonna
a
call
good
her.
Move is.
He's gonna give her a heads up.
No, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, what you talk to her?
I just went on Instagram. Cause I'm gonna ignore that one.
Look, he putting hearts on him. Okay,
broken hearts or heart hearts. So look, I was watching.
I ain't gonna call her. I can't call her.
He said, "I'm not calling her."
I can't call her. She get a tattoo right now anyway.
Okay. Is it your name?
No, but she been wanting to do that lately.
How long y'all been together?
Like 3 years.
Oh, I've been with somebody for 9 years. I got their name tattooed on me 3 times.
Don't
and
do
I got
it.
3 cover-ups.
I was just about to say.
I'm so scared.
And the last cover-up I got done on Black Ink, she gonna leave.
Like she gonna act crazy. Like
if you get her name tatted on you,
yeah.
You think she'll go crazy?
Girls be like, thinking that they yeah. it once you do that.
Like, well, they should be.
He got my name tatted.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But.
They just think they could do anything at that point.
I don't know. She might not even really like that. She really a good girl, but I don't remember traded so many times, so I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
I get this tatted.
That's
might,
a sticky situation.
Did you tell us how y'all met?
You good, right?
How'd y'all meet?
Instagram.
I knew her since 5th grade.
Oh, so she's
okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't get it married.
They get married.
So what made you decide to make it official?
I knew her in 5th grade, but I ain't talked to her in 5th grade.
He's the bully, huh?
Cause nah. Now personally, you have gone through a lot.
Have the same class.
You know, you have gone through a lot, and it's been documented. And you did end up having to go to jail and being in the hospital and everything. So was she there for you throughout
the whole
all
way.
Of that?
She was there the whole way. She all the way 100. Mm-hmm. She was there the whole way.
And still through all of that, you still can't trust her. Not yet.
I can't.
One day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're happen. Open to being
has
able
she,
to trust her.
Has
you're
she done open. Anything to make you not trust her?
I feel like everybody has done things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
know,
like
even if it's like the little
it's like
thing,
little shit. Like you,
you
feel
might
what
be
saying?
Nitpicking though. I mean, anything like that, you would really be like.
It's little stuff. It'd be like little stuff.
I feel like Cassie already don't
you
trust
pick
people.
Them
everything is gonna everything be like funny
because that's kind of not
you
fair
said
to her.
It's not fair. It's not fair at all.
That's not fair to her. Like that's not fair.
It's not fair at all. But life ain't
I mean,
fair.
But you just heard what he said.
But life ain't fair.
Nah, but also you gotta listen to what he said. That might not be fair and all that extra shit, woo-woo. But you just said I'm faithful right now. So that's really all that counts.
That
you know
is
what I'm saying.
That's
you,
like, I be trying. Like,
you being good to
I've
her.
Been trying.
You know what I'm saying? That's your problem.
You know
gonna work out.
All right, this will fuck me up. You know when somebody be like, oh, you cheating, like, oh, this and that.
When they keep accusing you and you really not doing it.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what fucked me all up.
It'd be that
like,
one time where you really
I might
not
as well go
that.
Ahead if you already think that because I know
you doing something.
I know you was not finna.
Keisha Cole said it best. I should have cheated.
But you've been faithful for how long?
I'm not gonna answer that.
I've had that feeling.
And that's why today. Okay.
She thinks that.
All right, look, no. She got the right reason. I mean, I
okay.
I
so did
no, I never said she was wrong.
Oh my God.
But I've been trying now. Feel what I'm saying? At least I'm trying.
But you know, it takes time for it.
At least he's trying. It's a lot of boys out here not trying.
They don't give a fuck.
But Cody, in all fairness, you cheated, you got caught. It takes some time to earn back that trust.
Agreed.
So it is what it is. Like,
also,
like
okay, the last time I cheated, I...
Why does it have to take this long if you got back with me anyway?
She didn't catch you. You just came out and told her?
I had to tell her.
That was your guilt.
Because she's going to find out.
Yeah, you know, I know how them look. The girls, I know they so young-minded. I know they was going to say it one day. Mm-hmm. And I already told her.
The girl, it was more than one.
You know
he
it.
Called, out right now.
Yeah, he said girls.
He said girls.
Y'all called him.
He said girls and he said they.
You could have fixed it like, nah, the girl and her homegirl.
No, I'm going to keep
on that. You didn't do that.
I'm going to keep on
against
it,
bro.
But, I mean, yeah, I already knew how it is. They were all friends.
Oh,
you fucked her friends.
No, not her friends.
He had a little,
but
you know,
he had a little situation with a group
friends,
of friends.
You feel me? Yeah. He already knew them hoes was young minded, so them hoes was gonna be like,
chat about
fuck that nigga anyway. You know what I'm saying?
And he wants to tell, tell his girl. Hey, guess what?
Listen, it's best for her to find out from you than to find out from
you. I was just about to say,
they didn't even know. I told her.
Well.
She never even pressed it nothing. But after everything, they told the Instagram, but she already knew.
Exactly. There she go right
shit.
There. She about to tell
that boy.
My boy.
She got her own pager for you.
All the bad bitches
beeping on this.
Yeah, this is my house arrest thing. Hello.
Oh, I'm like, what is that?
I thought he had a beeper just now.
Uh oh.
Is that the PO?
No, yeah, I can hear it.
What's going on?
I know thug niggas.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Nah, this is
speaking from experience. No, that's his PO.
I've never seen no shit like this before.
Gigi, like, I know because I have a PO.
She got that same phone, her shit on the charger.
The only PO I have is a PO box.
I'm at
engine room audio.
42 Broadway.
42 Broadway. Yeah.
Doing the interview.
Working.
Tracking that ass.
It's a business.
Ah, shit.
Cinema Sophie.
Maybe ask some crazy questions. What you said?
His timing is terrible.
Lip service. Yeah.
I'm making a porn.
It was in my pocket.
Ah, shit. Y'all got him in trouble. His ankle bracelet.
They tracking that ass right now.
They know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm. They want to know, but they can't pinpoint.
All right.
Are we okay?
Yeah,
we didn't get you in trouble,
you know how far that's going to
look. We all got nervous.
Right.
No.
That might be viral.
What if they all came a helicopter just parole down, call. Like, all right.
In the interview.
I thought he was out there and he had a patient. No, listen, when it was going off back there, I'm like, somebody on house arrest.
Wow.
She knows.
That's bad.
She knew immediately. Because, yep.
The FabFitFun Fall Box is here. Oh, my God. You know how excited I am every time I get my FabFitFun Box? It's a seasonal subscription box delivered 4 times a year with full-size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. These are full-size products. There's no samples of anything. This fall box includes 2 Glam Glow bubble sheet masks. I just used one of those last night, and I love it. A beauty blender. We all need that. A Simply Whimsical set of 2 tea towels. A Skin & Company Roma Blue and Capri Shower Gel. Now, the FabFitFun fall box is in limited supply, and these boxes always sell out. So sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box. Use my code Angela and get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com, sign up, and start getting that box for a life well lived. Use the promo code Angela and you get $10 off. That's over $200 for only $39.99.
But you know, we were talking about trust, and I had watched the Braxton Family Values, and Tracy had an event. She had an event for her Black Cowboy whiskey. And there, she brought her friends there, and 2 of them, well, Flavor Flav was one of them. Right. Another one was New York.
Flavor Flav. In New York.
So, no, yeah.
New York, right.
They just all went there for like promotion for the whiskey.
For the whiskey.
Or whatever. Yeah. So either way, they started flirting and all that. You know, Flavor Flav is married.
Mm-hmm.
So what if one of your exes, I mean, one of your girlfriends, because I don't know, you got a few.
He has one.
I got one girlfriend.
Like that.
So what if your girlfriend says she's going on a trip and it ends up that her ex is on a trip with them?
Then it's a problem.
But she didn't know that they were coming.
If you didn't know, then I'm going to need you to tell me before I find out. That's number one.
You need to come home.
You know, I'm going to need you to hit me with the, damn, you want to know what's so crazy? So-and-so here. Or something. Just something.
Right.
Don't just let me put the pieces together. Wait,
you said they started
own.
Flirting?
You know
like,
what I'm
well,
saying?
Yeah, they was flirting. You think about how they was before. It was
oh,
like
she
the
can
same
have
shit.
Him.
She got
so
him.
New York little floozy ass know that man is married and still tried to give him
I
the
mean,
poo
yeah,
nanny.
And it's right. like, honestly, if that's what you want to do, then do your thing. Just yeah. don't be mad when I'm, you know,
exactly.
doing my thing.
But what if your so, people's is chilling and the other person is throwing themselves at them? Cause like the Tracy, the
it's
girl
so
that
easy to tell a motherfucker like, "Hey, I'm good on that. Well, or, I'm good, love and joy." It's so easy that's now. Right.
You don't think it'll make it awkward though for the trip? So
that's her fault.
No,
that's
the
girl.
Cause they are friends.
Calm
the end
your
of the
panties
day.
Down, little mama. I'm married.
It's just weird. I mean, Tracy was mad about the whole situation because she was like, you know he's married.
And it was on Braxton
Family
Values.
But didn't
she
know that exactly. she was inviting both you know? Of them? But she invited them both. And she knows their history.
She invited them both, but she figured, you know, they was over with it.
That's
old.
Because that was a long time
and
ago.
And they're adults, too. So you should be able to be in the same room with your ex on some
that's true.
Business, whatever
but
it
not
was.
On a vacation.
Look, see, and more and more details are being added.
And it was like a cabin or something.
Yeah, they was out of ranch.
Okay.
But think about
ranch?
It. Yeah, but it's for alcohol. You get what
well,
I'm saying? You
I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry to Flavor Flav's wife. She's probably a lit person. But once them cameras turned off, New York got in where she fit in.
Wow.
Period. If they stayed at a ranch overnight, New York definitely, and it's somebody that he's already hit before. That's basically not cheating.
So I'm going to guess with Young and Ace and with Cody, y'all both have trust betrayal issues.
Yeah, I just can't trust it. I ain't going to lie.
I won't put nothing past nobody.
Mm-hmm. I don't you trust as far as I could throw you. And you're heavy.
And you're heavy.
So can you be trusted?
How much you got? I think I honestly, look, I think I can because if I ever do something wrong, not that I'm not going to lie, I don't have too much of a guilty conscience, but if I ever do something wrong and I'm caught, I'm going to be honest about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You just have to get caught.
I'm going to give you... These are the ways that we can move on, or we can't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to... Because keeping up a lie is already too much than just telling the truth. So I'd rather just be like, yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. But
not me.
You know what I'm saying?
If I'm a lie, I'm a lie forever. Like
that's my story, and I'm sticking
to it.
That's
so much work. It'd be
oh
like,
my God.
I thought you was 18. Oh, yeah, I am turning 19 today. But really, you turning 16.
It's hard to keep up with lies.
You can't lie forever, bro.
Especially if you smoke weed because you forget.
I'm so raw, so I'm going to keep
forgot
it going.
So what if she goes to your stuff and finds out and sees the messages and sees pictures? You still going to lie? Because sometimes the hardest part about somebody lying to you is that it's insulting.
Yeah.
But it's a slap in the face.
I've seen the pictures. To your intelligence.
I've seen the messages. There's a baby.
Oh, shit. Like, I didn't cheat.
Oh, no.
Not my baby. He go DNA test. That's still not my baby.
The nigga name is Junior.
But nope. I don't know. Another thing I noticed is it's hard for people to tell the truth because sometimes something that they did could be so... dark that they don't want to admit it to themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like admit me saying I did something to you might be the first time I ever said it out loud.
I have a sister,
you know what
that's
I'm saying?
Like that.
So I don't even want to admit this shit to myself, so I'm gonna just lie forever.
One of my sisters, like we don't get along, and one of the main reasons why we don't get along is because she could never
just own up and admit
to her wrongs and to her faults. And it's been that way for a long time. And unfortunately, since we lost our mother last year, our relationship has really been strained because she cannot just accept like what's right and what's wrong. And it's really fucked up that she's really mental in her
it's
head.
Like
she
like
believed what she believed and she know what she know. And guess what? She dead ass wrong. And we have gotten to a point where it's like a brick wall. We can't get past it until she understands that she's wrong. And it's just, I'm talking about something that's law. She's wrong about something that is like a law, a written fact. And we have tried to tell her and show her in as many ways and explain it to her as many ways as possible, but she is still stuck on what she believed to be true, and there's no getting past that. So at this time, we just don't have a relationship with her, not just myself, with my other two sisters as well. None of us talk to her.
See, and that's why at some point you got to be honest, Young and Ace.
With yourself.
All right, listen. All right, I'm going to tell you this.
But
I'm
he might be lying to somebody else
listen,
and still be honest
I ain't gonna
with
lie.
Himself.
This
that's different.
Thing with me, I ain't going to lie to nobody in this world. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep it all with gangsta. There's only one person I lie to, and that's my girlfriend. And that's because... I love her so much. I'm scared to lose her. And like I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna tell anybody.
You make her tacos too?
No, but if you scared to lose her, why you don't just stop doing bullshit?
I did. That's what I stopped. But I'm just saying, like it's only I lied. I'm gonna have to lie so I can keep.
You want to know what's sad about that? We all use that lie. We all use that. I use that.
Nah,
I lie because I love you.
Listen to me.
No, that's not really.
Listen to me, gang.
That's not really what
it is. We all use that. I've said that exact sentence 30 times and it works. Boom.
And
but the real truth is if we really loved a person like we say we do, which is something I'm still like figuring it out. We would just tell the truth.
Not because necessarily.
Not necessarily. Because think about how when a girl lie to you, like say you catch a bitch doing something and she lie to you, that's fucking up your sanity. Like you, it's something like,
how can I move on and get over it if we never address it?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I just need to know. Like that's you hurting me more not telling me the truth by then just telling me something that I already know to be true, but I just can't let myself believe it because you won't say it out your mouth.
Yeah, because
you hurting me more.
We can't move on if we don't ever even, if you don't ever say I was wrong. I did this. I accept responsibility.
I do it sometimes when I'm really,
when your back is against
in the doghouse.
Exactly. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm gonna come out.
Even if I don't tell you today, I might come out. That's like saying you can't say that.
I used to tell my ex,
I ain't gonna say that. I'm not gonna say that because I can use so many other different things
as an example.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't just say that. But I feel you coming from.
Mm-hmm. I would tell my ex, like, yo, you're a liar.
The way how I do it.
It's my story. I'm sticking to it.
But I love her so much, though. So it's like I keep 100 anybody. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to keep it gangster.
Oh, but you might not. I feel that.
But with her, it's like, I still get, like, butterflies. So it's like, I be like, it's like, you feel what I'm saying? So I got to, like, ooh, no.
Y'all getting married.
I know I'll lose you. And, like, she do everything for me. So it's like, without her, I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything. How I feel. Like, she order my food, she cook, she do all this shit, take them everywhere. I can't do that.
But doesn't it bother her so much that, like, there's things that she knows, but she can't hear you say it out your mouth?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But she's obviously such a great girl that she would never say that.
she'll tell me straight up. But eventually, I tell her, like, say, boom. Say, I know I did so much fuck shit all this time right here. So this month right here, I'm feeling confident. Oh, I gotta tell her.
So you wait till you're doing good to tell her that you did some bad shit.
To fuck it up again?
That doesn't make sense.
To fuck it up again.
I just have to, look,
you might
everybody,
as well just tell her everything while it's bad.
Nah.
So when she get good, it can stay good.
No. Nah.
That's another thing I gotta learn how to
I gotta,
do.
See?
It's how, it's, everybody operate different. I operate real different. I operate different. I don't know.
It's crazy how guys think because, like, I've had a guy tell me before, like, my ex, like, well, I'm like, you're a liar. No, I only lie to you about girls.
You're
my
still
nigga,
lying.
You're a whole liar.
You're
that's
still a
lie.
Liar,
yeah, but he don't
liar.
He, when I tell you, mouth. He did not understand in his mind. Not saying because he was dumb or nothing, because you know he's trying to swindle still. But in his mind, he felt like lying about a girl is different. He's like, I'm not lying about my life. Like, you know everything about me. I'm like, I don't know you, my nigga, because you did nothing but lie. And he's
honestly,
like, no, just about girls.
Honestly, I can relate. Him only because it's like you might lie or tell a little white lie or like you said try to you know not hurt hurt a person's feelings, try to protect somebody with a lie, and then you just a liar. I'm not a liar.
But
yeah,
you just a liar.
I'm trying to help you.
If you lie, you a liar.
That's not helping you. You helping yourself by lying.
Lawyers are liars.
Let me save myself.
They get paid for that.
Let me go ahead and save myself real quick.
Yeah.
I don't lie by it. Like, I don't do too much fuck shit, though. I ain't gonna say that. Like, I ain't like much. I did a lot.
The minimal fuck shit.
Come on, but with the damage control.
But I, like,
because that's not what he said.
When the time I fix everything. That's what I do. I'm like a mechanic. I fix everything.
I thought he said lie to the end. That's not what he just said.
He said I lied to
the end. I'm letting him clean it up.
Certain shit, though. I'm gonna lie to the end. I'm gonna take it to the grave. I gotta take it to the grave. You know what I'm saying? Certain shit. But
some shit you do gotta take to the grave.
Ain't like a lot of shit I done did wrong to him.
Some shit you don't.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay, that's good. Well, I hope this all is gonna work out great for you.
Oh, I thought that was ringing again. I'm like, nigga, you better answer.
This her
girlfriend. Answer.
This her. No, she hung up.
Yeah, right.
You see her name?
He wanted to miss that call.
He fooled.
Oh, he got the. Why is it a broken heart?
Cause
her name.
We mad at each other all week, so I had that.
Oh, so there
we go.
I think you need to return her phone call before she.
Well, we
break your window.
She know I'm here, so she know. Like, she know I ain't picking up. She know
she
him.
She probably just was FaceTime. You realize, oh, he in the interview hung up.
Yeah, she. Mm-hmm. I just told him when I was outside, I was on the phone with him.
All right, well, listen, I know we gotta go because
everybody got things to do.
But Cody Shane, please plug your project that you have and everything.
Yeah.
That you have.
Well, we going crazy. I just dropped 3 new songs, Sing to Reflex on Me. You could go stream that everywhere. My album dropping next month. I would love to say the date, I mean the title, but I can't, but it's coming soon.
Why can't you say the title?
The Cody Shane way. Just because I haven't dropped it yet and I just can't do it. I'm waiting to drop it the right way. But we about to go crazy. I'm about to drop all your
We was vibing to sing to her before we came up here.
That's lit. I appreciate it. It's lit, gang. Yeah, the lip service way. You dig.
And she loves her lips, so it's perfect.
Yes,
for lip
there
service.
We go. Perfect.
Put me on the cup. You know, cover this mouth.
So she had the lick them and everything.
Well, Cody Shane, hopefully you're using those pretty lips on some, on a nice young lady.
On some other pretty lips. Martin.
I'm going to use my, these lips on a backwood, you dig? And oh, you know what I'm saying? Sit back.
I'm just trying to help your situation.
Relax. You know what I mean? Yeah, might drink a lemonade.
Dutch Masters.
No, I'm good on that.
Backwards. All right, and Young and Ace, talk about what you got going on. We know about Betrayal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I dropped Life of Betrayal last month. But I got this new mixtape I'm finna drop next month called Life I'm Living.
Okay.
Basically, because my last mixtape was about betrayal, but it's like the life I'm living. Like, this me, like, this, y'all, yeah, all that, this, yeah.
So we're moving past betrayal.
All the bad bitches, yeah, yeah.
Or, yeah, exactly. You dig. I'm gonna continue telling my story. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna drop next month. I don't got the specific day yet. But just know it's coming. I ain't really got no features on that right now. But I might add one. Probably like Quando or some. Jenny Youngin or somebody like that. You feel what I'm saying?
You call me Quando.
Ain't too much though, but it's gonna drop next month though.
Don't you feel like you have like a higher purpose from God
after what you've been through?
You definitely do, bro. I was just looking at your Instagram on my way over here, and I've been seeing you on my Explore page. Yeah. So when they told me we was gonna be doing it together, I was like, man, I really want to meet this dude, and just like, you know what I'm saying? Just cause I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of powerful in a way. You know what I'm trying to say? So I was like, I want to meet.
That's what everybody say.
Do you feel it?
They say God put his toughest soldiers through the toughest battles.
That's true.
But, I mean, it just probably wasn't meant to be. I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it. But, I mean, I believe him, though, so I'm happy to be here, though.
Well, we happy you're here, too.
Believe that.
We happy both of you here.
On a lighter note, what you got planned for your 21st birthday?
You got a little ways to go, Cody. You relax.
Yeah, not you.
Yeah,
I'm cool. You
gotta
relax. I'm a baby.
I don't even do birthdays for real. So
I'm
you gotta
like,
go crazy.
Remember what happened on his birthday?
Hey, go to Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah, with your new girl. Is she 21 yet?
No.
We legal there though.
Go to Vegas with all your homies then. Go crazy. It's Vegas, bro.
He's gonna get in trouble.
You
don't
want to
have to lie.
I'm so the way I'm is. I ain't really like the party type of nigga. Like I be chilling for real.
You gotta have something in Jacksonville.
They won't even let me come back to Jacksonville, so that's bad. But I don't know. I don't got nothing planned though. I might do something. I might go buy me like a raw head car or something.
You gotta treat yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
You blessed. And
I might go take my mama out or something.
That'd be nice. By the way, my mom's birthday was yesterday. I took her out to dinner. She had the time of her life.
Yes, aww. I wasn't able to be there because I was working.
It's so nice when you're able to
do
stuff, you know, for your mom and everything. It's such a big deal. It's a great feeling. One of the greatest feelings.
It's actually better than any other. It's better than anything else, honestly. I had a girlfriend. I was just, you know, buying her everything. And I was like, you know, I'm buying my mama stuff now.
Right. Did you give it? That's the girl you gave the chain to?
What? All my chains is right here. No cap. You dig.
You didn't give a chain away, Cody?
What? I always give chains away, bro. That's my thing, all right? but I get it. She got one of my chains still. You know what I'm saying? She could keep it. You know. You dig. But, man, chill on me. Damn. I say shit.
No, I'm going to take her out, though, just because she already feel like I don't...
Your mom?
Yeah, she already feel like I don't... Dope. Like, because I don't talk to people. Like, I don't vent. About my situation, my life period. You feel what I'm saying? So I just take out, just show her that I love her. She I always push her away. I'm that type of nigga that I push people away. You feel what I'm saying? So I might just go take her out and do something.
You really should.
And
speaking from experience, I'm a mother and I spent my 21st birthday, my daughter's 21st birthday with her. And she wasn't excited as I was. Like, I was like ready to get her drunk in the restaurant and buy her drinks. And she was like, I didn't even bring my ID in here. Like, I took her and her boyfriend to Nobu for dinner. And I'm like, we'll be drinking. You know, I got the check ready. Like, ring up the check. And she like, I didn't even bring my ID.
Yeah, because it's like, honestly, we've already been getting drunk.
Yeah,
now
she's only been getting drunk.
But I think now we can do it legally.
We're going to edit that part.
Neither one of them drunk like that. They potheads. But I think I was more excited to see her turn 21 than she was. So yeah. I think, speaking from experience, your mother would really appreciate you celebrating that milestone with her. Because not only is it a milestone for you, it's a milestone for her too.
Yeah, I know.
So keep that in mind.
I realize that. I mean, like right now, ever since this situation happened, I try to like, even though I push myself away, but I try to like cherish the moments.
You should.
Cause I don't I'm living today, but I might die tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Anything can happen. And I try to, you feel what I'm saying? So I don't really do too much of that partying. So if I'm partying, I'm gonna tell my mom that's partying with me.
Yeah, take your mama out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And okay. She gonna love. And take your girl too. Yeah, do they get along with each other?
Just go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I go to Vegas with my mom. Period.
You do?
I will. I'll go on my 21st birthday. That's what we doing. Mom, we going to Vegas. It's a wrap.
I remember my 21st birthday. It was a disaster.
I'm sorry, your mother's
in here? I remember my 21st birthday.
Yeah, super, my mom helps manage me. But no, she's got a mom. No, she's like the best mom, though. Oh. Obviously, she's
my mom,
listen to the conversation we just had.
My mom will support me so much.
Nah, I feel bad.
That's all she do.
Good.
I love
her. And she's so hype.
My 21st
she's
birthday.
She's so gangster. She tried to act like me.
Did she try to act like you?
Yeah, my mom tried to be like me. She
wouldn't
be
so gangster. She got to.
She's so gangster. She's just. She feel like she me. She's like my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
She always been here for me, though.
That's dope.
That's great. See, my 21st birthday, my parents were like, you could have a party in the house, at their house.
For real?
And things
so they
went left.
It.
Oh, God.
The police ended up showing up. There was a big fight. Somebody pulled out a gun.
Wow.
Somebody ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
But, That was my 20th. It was very memorable.
How was yours? Never forget.
Nah, my show was lit. We had dinner at Mr. Chow's, and then I got a table at the club. Like, I did some, like, regular, like, bougie-ass shit.
Like, I'm 21 now.
My 21st birthday.
Something you low-key been doing.
Yeah,
was
I was
18,
doing it already.
Now you can do it legally. That's all.
I was mad hyped to take my ID out, my real one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it is when you turn 18.
I feel like I was going to the club way before I was 21.
Yeah, I was going to the club since I was 15. I had the sister who I don't get along with, I stole her ID when she was 21 and I was, like, 16, so I've been going to the club since then. But my 21st birthday, I was in a strip club. And I used to be a stripper.
That's not,
And my sugar daddy came in and gave me $2,100 bills in my G-string when I was on stage. And I was lit. You know, this was before the whole Make It Rain movement. Yeah, I was bringing it to the white clubs. They don't do that there. So he pulled out all these hundreds and made me a little hula skirt with the $100 bills in my little G-string. And then he got the little champagne room popping. And I was finally able to, like, drink legally in the club. Yeah. I ain't had to wear the little wristband no more. So I was lit.
You had to wear a wristband while you was dancing?
Yeah. To say that you under 21. Like, if you was a stripper right now, you'd have to wear a wristband.
Yeah, man. Y'all come see me at the club.
So you wear a wristband at all.
The wristband.
No,
and them bitches glow in the dark, too. So you
blue
spot
flame.
That
no,
mile away.
Definitely gonna miss
she at the Blue Flame next Sunday. Make sure y'all come
hey,
check
hey, no, no cap. I went to the Flame for the first time.
Very excited. I used to work at Magic City.
Very excited.
The Flame lit. That's the trap. That look like
the
trap.
Yeah, the Flame is the trap.
The Flame is the trap.
I just went to
the
strip club not too long ago.
What strip club?
I don't know. It's only because I performed, though.
Was it
you
in Jacksonville
or
somewhere
in Atlanta? It was, what is it called? I was in Palm Beach.
Oh, no. Ain't no strip clubs like Atlanta strip clubs. You got to go do that little
circuit. No, none is that ratchet.
I don't even like
Miami.
You don't like Miami?
Miami, I was just about to say. I heard about Miami.
Miami get ratchet.
I'm so different. I'm
and Dallas you know, get ratchet, too.
I'm waiting. I got a list of all the strip clubs I got to visit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. He said he don't like them.
They got my picture up in there when you first walk in.
It's not that great. Like, I honestly
don't like
realize
clubbing.
They do.
Niggas just throw their money till they don't have no more money and then they just be sitting there.
Yeah,
get crazy. And the girls just be like.
And they be like, all right. They be like,
right.
I sweep up. I performed the other day at strip club.
Let me get this.
I got. I don't know how much money I got in ones, but I just gave it all of my brothers. And
then you let them throw it.
Yeah, I shouldn't even did that. I only did that so they can have fun, but I ain't.
You think they threw it or they pocketed some of it?
They definitely pocketed some of it.
Yeah. But they threw some of it.
They definitely pocketed some of it. We used to watch niggas do that in the club. They definitely pocketed some of it.
My nigga told me to do that. The first nigga that gave me a big, he's like, you not going to put nothing to the side for yourself? I was like, you supposed to do that? That's what
I mean, if you are in the club with a bunch of rich niggas and he just gave you five bands to throw, every time
I'm in the club with Trey, I'd be like, I'm taking my percentage off the top.
Look, you know me, I'll just throw it all.
That's I gotta rich, get paid bitch. For throwing this shit. This
look, thing. That's what rich bitches do. They take money and just throw it.
That's because I feel like that's what you're supposed to do. I'd be like, look, they in here working.
Man, listen.
So are you. Y'all all moving
hot,
like this?
Sweating.
Fuck out of here. You
now, see, with me and Trey, it would be like if I took off to hang out with him and we went to Onyx and then he came in and got 3,000 ones, I'm going to take 700 real quick. And you know
Onyx,
what I'm saying?
Right,
I took off work,
too.
Nigga. Let me get that.
I don't like when people be in here not throwing
too.
Money.
He expected.
When I be in the strip club and me and Envy host something, I be taking his ones that he don't want to throw and I throw them and he gets so mad. I take his little stack. I be like, let me throw these too. And
yeah, because Envy definitely put that shit in his pocket.
Because Envy put that shit on the table for the look-see.
Yeah, he
try
does.
To throw that
he sit there with that stack the whole time.
That's why he
go home and throw that shit on gear. Club. Throw your money however much you want to throw it in. Leave. I was in the club watching niggas. They just done
after
throwing
they throw
money
picking
up their dollar.
I don't want to get addicted to it.
Yeah, because it's fun.
It is. I can see
it's
it
a lot
being
of fun.
Addictive for a man.
And them girls know how to work it. They'll be
I'm
like
I'm going to fuck around and go broken though.
Just, you know what, you just have to have a budget. You have to be like, this is all I'm spending.
My little brothers, they'll throw it and pick it back up. No. One time.
Yeah, who did that?
Charlamagne does that.
What time?
The rapper that did it.
50.
50. I actually have video. I have video right footage now of Charlamagne picking his money back up off the floor.
My little brother pick it up. He'd throw it, pick it right back up.
Charlamagne would pick your right money up off the floor.
No, no, no,
my dad said the first time he'd been in the strip club, he just was like, man, like, it was a bunch of money on the ground, so he didn't really know. So he just started picking it up.
Oh, my God.
And they was like, what are you doing?
You're not supposed to do that. You can't do that.
Yeah, they went in on
especially in the A.
He knows now.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. I'm sorry. We were supposed to be wrapped up.
Well,
already,
how do we start talking about strip clubs again?
Oh, because I mentioned
Gigi. Talking about 21 birthdays and stuff.
There we go, there we go. And you know who got in a fight in my house on my 21st birthday? Benny Boom.
Wow.
Yeah,
shout out to Philly.
In my house.
My Philly bro, Benny Boom.
He loved this story because he actually won the fight.
Oh, well.
And there you have it. Put someone in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he just lost
his mic. His mic died.
All right. Lip Service, thank y'all so much for coming through. Young and Ace, our girl Cody Shane, we love y'all for coming by and, you know, letting us know how what the kids are doing nowadays.
Hey, sliding in the DMs.
Definitely.
Not his.
That's where it go down. Yeah,
don't slide in my DM.
Yeah, man. Leave my boy out of this.
My girlfriend got my password anyway, so.
But you can slide in Cody's
DM. It ain't even him when they say scene. It
I'm
ain't
to
even
tell
him.
I swear to God.
It
definitely
ain't even
not
him.
But you can slide in Cody's, right?
You know what that mean by now. You know what that mean.
Super.
That's that that meme when Homer Simpson back into
he disappears. Yeah.
All right, lip service.
What's up, you guys? I just found something that's kicking the shit out of my breakout. It's called the Ultimate Skin Spa by Vanity Planet, and it didn't help my skincare routine. It's my entire skincare routine. It has a 360-degree rotation, two speeds, three customized brush heads, and with over 1.2 million brushes sold worldwide and 150,000 reviews with a 4.5 average rating, it's not hard to see what all the noise is about. Now, Vanity Planet is pushing the boundaries of how you treat yourself. Don't neglect yourself. Visit VanityPlanet.com, enter promo code Angela25 at checkout, and start taking care of you.